Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today on WIPZ-FM. I'm John Melke, and it's a pleasure to welcome scholarship and enrollment advisor with the Golden Eagle Battalion of the Army ROTC, Ruben Sotolongo, Master Sergeant and Military Studies Instructor here at UW-Parkside, Master Sergeant Joshua Pagan, and Army ROTC Cadet Alex Pedraza. Alex, Ruben, Master Sergeant Pagan, I'll use that title there. Welcome to Parkside Today.
Thank you.
So my first question, and any or all three of you can jump into this one. How would you explain the ROTC program here at UW-Parkside to someone who's unfamiliar with the program?
Yes. Hey, John. This is Ruben. So my thought is it's an elective that any student can take. So when we talk about, regardless of major, regardless of if they're pursuing a two-year, four-year degree, it is a course that builds on physical training, leadership class, and leadership lab, which is hosted at Marquette University. So when we talk about Master Sergeant Pagan being here and some of what he does, is he is the person teaching the class. And I'll let Josh kind of talk about that, but teaching the class in the mornings, physical training, when everyone's sleeping, right, we're out training, and Alex can attest to that, and she can talk about that a little bit as well. But that is what ROTC is that leadership, those three pillars make up leadership and how we train future officers of the United States Army.
Okay, and Sergeant Pagan, what's your take on that? How do you describe the Army ROTC program here at Parkside to someone?
Normally what I do is I just try to tailor our goals and our philosophy, our values to what a student is trying to do in his or her life. So for example, if we have a student that wants to be a police officer or something like that, mm-hmm. We try to tailor our experience to what they're trying to do and say, hey, you know what? You want to be a police officer. Well, guess what? You can be a military police officer in the United States Army as an officer. So, you know, we try to connect real world to what our world is. And I think a lot of people are maybe a little bit apprehensive of it at first, but when they start to realize that, hey, you know, I can do this both in the Army and maybe in the civilian world, mm-hmm. you know, that I think that attracts the student to our program. And I think that's how we have been able to be successful this semester specifically in increasing our enrollment numbers. So I think just making that connection from the civilian world to what we are doing in the military world, I guess, or in the Army world specifically, I think that's how we pitch it, I guess, if that makes sense.
Okay. And Alex, I want to ask you about how you became familiar with the Army ROTC program here at Parkside. But before I do that, I'd like to jump back to Ruben and to Josh on talk a little bit about the fact that even though the program is new here on the campus at Parkside, the partnership between Parkside and Army ROTC is not brand new. That's something that's been going on for a number of years. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been here for 4 years. I know in going through some archives, there was some partnerships there. We had to, you know, dust off those papers. The issue before, and this was in talking with Denise and Dr. Peggy James and some of those folks, was transportation was why mm-hmm. students weren't continuing on in ROTC. So mm-hmm. That was an obstacle. We addressed it. We talked about it. We started providing transportation and that sort of thing. So I think there were these conversations that we were having, and we're like, if this is going to be successful, like here's some of those speed bumps. And as a team, we saw mutual interest from the school side in finding the right type of person. And again, those folks that I mentioned as well as Christopher, and we found those mutual interests, and it ended up working out. And I think that's been the biggest surprise, is having these key players here at UW-Parkside. And I've worked with numerous colleges and universities across a few different states, Florida, Alabama, and Wisconsin. And this is one of the best staff. When we talk about staff members, mm-hmm. yeah, those three have been just amazing at us finding and being on the same page on some various things and working through in the communication and all of that.
Sure. And talking about Denise Hancock, Dean Peggy James, Dean of the College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies, and faculty member Chris Hudspeth.
Yes.
Were the three people. And Joshua, you're teaching military studies classes here at UW Parkside, and that's part of the reason that students are able to do more of the Army ROTC program experience here at Parkside, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're able to do physical fitness in the mornings. We're also able to do classes here at Parkside, which is very beneficial because we can do this for the first 2 years of their ROTC experience. Mm-hmm. So essentially we have 2 years that we're able to I'm not going to say prevent them from driving to Marquette University for class and whatnot, but either way, we try to lighten the load logistically for moving from Parkside to Marquette. So having the classes here helps the student understand what they're about to get themselves into their junior and senior year, because at that time, they're going to have to commute to Marquette University for military science classes there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, I think this has helped the student a lot in terms of not having to travel.
Sure. And Alex, now back to you on how did you find out about the Army ROTC program? How do you end up being a cadet in the program? And why are both these guys shaking their heads? No, I don't know why that is.
Okay. So my story of how I got involved with ROTC was I just happened to be sitting in a table in the Wiley Market, and then they... a previous recruiter that used to work in the office along with our current Courage National Guard spokesman that's there, they came to me and was like, hey, we're having a pizza party and then we're having an informational meeting on ROTC. And at first I was kind of shaky about it because, you know, I didn't know a lot about the Army and then all the, honestly, the benefits that I could get from not only ROTC, but just serving in general. So I was kind of skeptical at first. I was like, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I was not a PT stud first, mm-hmm. like, last semester. I could not do one push-up, let me tell you that. but, you know, they offered pizza, so that kind of hooked me in there. Sure.
Well, besides the pizza, what else, as you're involved in the experience, what gives you that the light bulb goes on, the aha moment where you go, yeah, this is something I want to continue to pursue.
So when I got in there and then I started hanging out with a few of the cadets that were already in the program first semester, since obviously I could not join, given that it was so late in the semester. Seeing how everyone was actually like working together and trying to make a better future for each other and for ourselves, and then also the fact that a lot of these benefits could help me further my education and further my career in being, well, I'm trying to go for my law degree, so yeah.
Okay.
So that requires a lot of money and then a lot of connections and help that the Army would help me get through.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that would be awesome and that this is honestly the way to go.
Okay, so that's an interesting this is your first year in the program.
Yes.
Yeah, and so for Ruben and Josh, let me kind of follow up on that question with, because it's a new program here on the campus at Parkside, what's been the best part, do you think, of the first year of Army ROTC here?
The best part, I think, it goes back to the staff, from my perspective, right? When we talk about the scholarship and enrollment advising perspective, staff, I mean, makes or breaks from that kind of level. Mm. It's welcoming. I come in and people know my first name, and it's not so much about me, but I'm like, if somebody is caring to set meetings up and to work that out for myself and Mass Sergeant Pagan, that says a lot about the school and the culture here at UWP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Joshua, what about you? You've been teaching here and involved with the students for a year. What do you see as kind of the biggest benefit that you've seen so far?
Yeah. So for me, I'm a relations kind of guy, you know, and I try to incorporate the leadership traits, attributes, and whatnot that I learned from the Army here at Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think the students have been very receptive to the way I work. You know, my students or my cadets, they know that in a moment's notice, I will stop my life for them. And I think that's unique for an instructor, you know, to have my phone pretty much on standby. Mm-hmm. My wife might not like it, but, you know, they know that I'm here for them. It's not simply just me being here as the military studies instructor. I'm also here as a father figure, as a mentor, as a advisor for what their career goals moving forward. And I think the best thing is just having cadets look at me and know that I have their best interests at heart with the Army plan. And when they're smiling at me, especially Pedraza, because she's a smiler, and other cadets, when they make the decision to actually be here for the long haul, that is what makes me feel great about this program. And I think that's where we're at that point where cadets are realizing that, hey, this is going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling their friends, and then their friends are telling other people. And now all of a sudden we're gaining a lot of traction here in the ROTC. So I think being a part of that, establishing those relationships, and then our program growing in the process, I think that's what makes this whole process worthwhile.
Yeah. And so what do you, each of you, see as some of the advantages or the benefits, not only to UW-Parkside as a campus, but to some of the students on an individual level of having the program right here on campus?
Yeah, I think when we talk about what is the benefit to the program is from a school perspective, it's that land. The land that we have here and we've used for training, and Messar and Pagan was able to make those connections on campus again because the faculty was receptive, different departments, and we've done some good Army training here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's from that kind of perspective.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, I keep going back to relationships, you know, working with the facilities managers, the athletics, and everyone that's involved, being able to have access to training areas or training sites is paramount for us. If you look at all of our other partnership schools, UWM, Concordia, Marquette, MSOE, we don't have land in those urban environments. And mm-hmm. Parkside provides us a very realistic landmass that we can utilize. specifically, you know, the cross-country course. I mean, we do foot marches. And at Marquette, we have to walk, worry about cars, we have to worry about traffic, you know, someone stubbing their toe on a curb or something like that. Here, it's realistic stuff. We're walking on the ground. I mean, I know it sounds probably crazy, but I mean, we're walking on grass, we're walking on dirt, we're walking on wet, you know, mud or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's raining outside, and we don't have to worry about the outside influencers that could hinder training. So when it comes to that, I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to kind of go along with that, so a few weekends ago, I went to a competition that's held by University of Kansas. It's called the Ranger Buddy Competition, and we had cadets in two-person teams. So there was a male team, there was a female team, co-ed team. So we went over there, and over there, the competition was held on the cross-country field. So it reminded me of Parkside. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is what UW-Parkside has. And they have that all the way over there. I'm like, you know, the things that Messar and Pagan, again, with those relationships has been able to do, and the everyone being receptive, it's really helped more our students and our cadets as a program mm-hmm. because of that. So absolutely.
So the resources, the natural resources that you have here at Parkside with 700 acres and most of those 700 acres either being hills, woods, prairies, and being able to build rope bridges across creeks and all good things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, absolutely. I mean, it brings a different, because we try to do training as much as we can. You know, obviously education is priority, but when we have those training events, I mean, crossing a river, you know, granted it's really small, okay, but still crossing the river, getting our feet wet, you know, having to deal with those, those things that could affect soldiers in real life. I think that's, you know, it's something that these cadets need, especially so they understand what they're getting themselves into. They understand that it's not going to be easy. They might be a little bit cold, you know, so we expose them a little bit to the real life scenarios. And I think that that is going to create a great experience for these cadets moving forward.
I'm kind of curious because as the cadet, you're going through, these guys are talking about, oh, this is a great place to train and we get a little cold. And, yeah. And you're the cadet going, yeah, but I have to do this.
So. Yeah. We do get cold. No, but like as a cadet, they have a point that the fact that we have all of these resources here really has helped us. Like we were building a rope bridge just with the two trees that were out just outside the other day, playing with our knots and everything. The fact that we are able to do that has really just like it's amazed me anyway. Mm-hmm. To be able to do all these different knots that like a lot of my fellow cadets would be like, oh, I haven't done that since basic training, and they haven't done that in months. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we can just go back to this and be able to do this is just it's fun. It really is fun, and it adds to our college experience. To not only is this, yeah, I have to do this because it'll help me in the future, and it gets boring, but I have to do it because it gets me a job. No, like you have fun while doing it. Like it's something that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then also, going back to how I got here, I didn't know the ROTC program existed honestly before
the pizza.
Yeah, before the pizza. Yeah, right. Okay. Like I didn't know it was a thing in the other schools either. Like I didn't know about it. And then from there on, I'm like, why aren't people knowing more about this? Like this is a great opportunity not only for myself but for other future potential officers, mm-hmm. that are just lurking about in the small town Kenosha that no one really knows about just because it isn't a big city. Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the, in the first year of the program, we've talked a lot about, you know, the resources and that it's been a good experience. What have been, if any, some of the challenges to the new program?
I think getting a lot of people in at first, especially since this is our first year. The other schools, they already have their set, you know, MS1s, 2s, and basically their seniors, and then they have all the ranks there that help them guide the younger the newer cadets coming in to kind of guide them through the whole process. Here at Parkside, because this is our first year, we only have one MS2 that's kind of helping us be that bridgeway. But otherwise, most of us are new to this first semester. Mm-hmm. And we're still understanding how to do everything and knowing how to, okay, This is what we have to work with. How can we use it to help us through it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you view yourself, Alex, now as a bit of a Army ROTC recruiter as well?
Yeah. Honestly, yes, because I've publicized, like, oh, yeah, I'm part of ROTC and this is what I'm doing, you know, my cool, fancy Facebook page and everything. I have friends coming to me and be like, hey, I've been thinking about service too. And I would be like, okay, that's awesome. And then I would help them through. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? What is this? Like, I'm trying to put them through the steps so that once they come into the office, if they want to choose to come to the office, they have prepared questions like, okay, I have this in mind. What can I do to further that?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I've actually had, I have one that's officially kind of enlisting in our route. I have another one that's still thinking about it. And then I have another that's, I have yet to sit down and talk to you, but like I have friends that are trying to come in too.
Excellent. And for the program itself, I know we talked, about a year ago or so when we were just getting ready to get started here at Parkside. And now you have an area devoted to Army ROTC. The signage is up. People know that you're there. How has that helped? How's the recruiting changed in a year?
So I think Master Sergeant Pagan has really been able to do things. There's one of me. And when we talk about multiple schools and instructors, various instructors that I've worked with, few have really gone outside of the shell of just instructing and teaching, which is already time consuming as it is. Mm-hmm. But to be able to go above and beyond that and now making those connections, him sending me stuff, him like really finding this stuff and putting it there, I think now I'm looking at it. We're going through the different regulations, Army regulations. We're like, all right, this all makes sense. We can do this. The school's allowing us to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do this. And we've been able to do that. Because I will say this. Because it was the beginning stages, if Mass Sergeant Pagan wasn't here, I don't think the program would be where it's at right now with the type of students, with the type of students, quality of students, the environment, the atmosphere that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's finding, you know, the right person. So kind of addressing one of the things that you had mentioned previously, like what's been difficult or mm-hmm. what's been hard there. And I would say the challenging piece was finding somebody to replace Master Sergeant Pagan as he is on his way out. That was probably the most challenging thing. So with that, yes, we have somebody that's here and have someone that's coming on board. He actually started on Monday and he's been in the office, Captain Matthew Wellwood. So it's great to have that, where had you asked 2 years ago, that there was no presence really here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So. And then just to continue on with that piece, you know, our first semester we only had 3 cadets, and this semester we started with 15. That's a pretty good percentage there. Yeah. But I mean, on the flip side, you know, my previous assignments in the United States Army was a recruiter in Phoenix, Arizona. So immediately when I came to this position, though that's not my job description, but I believe in what we are trying to do here, and I believe that we can find quality officers for the United States Army. So I try to go outside the box a little bit. You know, I leave this institution to go to high schools and talk about Army ROTC. I go to other Army recruiters, whether it's the National Guard or the Army Reserve, and say, hey, for those kids that want to go to college, that are going to come back after training, hey, let's talk ROTC. And I think what has happened is, not only is it me going out now it's Army recruiters going out there, enhancing young men and women's decision to serve when they realize, hey, there's another outlet out here. It's not just being an enlisted soldier, being a private, being a private first class or a specialist. Mm-hmm. It's being a lieutenant in the United States Army, being a leader. And that's what we are trying to establish here with all these connections, ranging from all the way up to Oak Creek, Burlington, you know, Lake Geneva, even going down into the Waukegan area. Mm-hmm. And also local JROTCs, where we're able to, you know, at least talk to those students that might have the propensity to come to college and pursue officership. Sure. So we're doing things, and hopefully all that time spent out there trying to make, again, those relationships will mean more students coming to Parkside, and then more students participating in Army ROTC.
And what some of the looking at the future of the program, and you talk about getting into some of the high schools, where are their key junior Army ROTC programs?
Yes, so Waukegan High School has the biggest JROTC in, I'm probably stretching a little bit, but it might be the nation.
Yeah, so with that, they go back and forth with another school. I'm forgetting if it's New York or not, but they go back and forth as the largest JROTC in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah, so the last time I checked their numbers, it was 750 cadets in their core cadets at Waukegan High School. The other partners that we have are ITA out of Indian Trail, Kenosha Military Academy. We have Park High School in Racine that just started this year. So they're dealing with the same recruiting challenges essentially there. Mm-hmm. But that JROTC is awesome. Sergeant First Class Barrios, he's retired. He's done a great job with that program, and talking to Denise about how that program can work with Army ROTC, where those cadets, once they're done with 4 years, they actually get college credit coming into the Army ROTC. So that works out well. We have Alexander Hamilton, which is in South Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And then we also have St. John's Military Academy up in Waukesha area. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Waukesha area. Yeah. So, I mean, we have the JROTCs in our area. We don't typically try to recruit actively there, because that's not the goal of the Army ROTC and JROTC. The JROTC is only supposed to be making young men and women better citizens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not gonna say it's unethical to talk ROTC to those kids, but we try to make it more their decision versus us going in. It's just simply our cadets going in and basically mentoring those younger cadets in high school, and hopefully they make the decision themselves.
And I would think that the fact that now there is an opportunity for them, their decision, but mm-hmm. an opportunity for them to get involved in Army ROTC if they choose to, that's within pretty close proximity to where they're going to school right now, looking at the Indian Trail and Waukegan and Park.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's definitely the connection there. And it's just a matter of, you know, who's willing to take that next step. There's a lot of factors that could prevent them from coming to college. I mean, you know, unfortunately for a lot of the JROTCs in this area, they're dealing with a lot of, you know, students that are still trying to figure themselves out in the mm-hmm. community, especially in like Racine and Southern Milwaukee. So unfortunately there's, the connection is there. We just need to make sure that we enhance their decision, make them understand that this could be a great way of moving forward with their life. And sure. they know that it's there versus just simply going out in the workforce, simply just either joining or enlisting in the Army. We want them to go to college. That's the key. We right. want them to see that there's more at the end of the tunnel, you know, and if we can do that, then I think we've been successful in the JROTCs.
Great.
And with that as well, most of our students actually, most of the ROTC at the colleges don't come from JROTC. So sometimes that's a misconception. Mm-hmm. Most students are trying it out as an elective and it's meeting a requirement for one of their other classes. And they're like, okay, I'm willing to try this out. Okay. And you try it out. No Army contract that you have to sign. And that's just the beauty of the flexibility in those first 2 years that someone has.
Mm-hmm. And Alex, what does for you personally, what is your future in Army ROTC look like? Where do you see yourself going?
With the Army ROTC, I see myself completing this program, and then I personally plan to compete for active duty, since I'm trying to go to graduate school and that's expensive. So I'm going to have the Army try to help me pay for at least 2 out of the 3 years of law school. I see myself trying to compete for these internships going into the White House and what was it called?
The fellowship program.
That one.
White House fellowship program.
Boom, that one. Okay. I'm going to try and do that, since my ultimate goal in my life is to try and end up either in the White House or in the Pentagon or just somewhere where I can really just make a difference mm-hmm. in our nation and if not the world.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a pretty good goal, I would say. So it as always happens on the show, when the conversation is fun, it moves along very quickly and I look over at the clock and go, wow, we've only got a few minutes left and I'm not sure where the half hour went. But in the last few minutes that we have of the program, if each of you could kind of give me what do you tell people when you're approached and someone says, tell me about Army ROTC? Why should I get involved?
Yeah, it is a college elective course available for anyone to be as involved or as uninvolved as they want to be. What's interesting is when someone ends up just trying it out, they make these relationships with other students, and those bonds go far beyond whether you decide to stay in the class or not. And waking up early. Yes, you got to wake up early. sometimes cold nights or cold mornings or cold training. Absolutely. But that's what brings folks together. It's not only the times where it sucks, because there is some of that, but then there's just the times where it's great and it's fun and students are studying together and hanging out together. So, yeah, it's that non-commitment that someone can be pursuing whatever it is their dream is, their goal, whatever it is. And it's like, can the Army help you get there? And if the Army can help you get there, then let us help you get there.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
It's someone comes up to you and asks you about Army ROTC. What's your 30-second elevator speech to them?
All right, Army ROTC, it is an alternative to basically getting a career. So an alternative from just serving in the Army as an enlisted man, it is an alternative to not going to college. It's going to college and getting a career in the Army as an officer and making basically a living for yourself. And it is a positive experience. It is a positive college experience. And it can help you better your life and better yourself as a person.
Yeah. Yep. And for me, I mean, to keep it really short, is it's this is being part of a team. And I kind of like to say it's the ultimate team. And I think once these cadets figure out that they're here for not only themselves, but for others that are in the program, and that they have a bigger purpose in life, I think they realize in that 30 seconds that, man, I can do something that's unique, that not everyone here is doing. And I think in the end, that's what appeals to a lot of students. And I think that's what gets them to come into our program and enjoy what we have to offer.
Great. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation. Congratulations on the success of Army ROTC here at UW Parkside, and continued success. If you went from, is it 5 to 15 cadets? And
3 to 15.
3 to 15. You know, where are we going from here? So it's been a pleasure today to have a scholarship and enrollment advisor for the Golden Eagle Battalion Army ROTC, Ruben Sotolongo, Master Sergeant Joshua Pagan, military studies instructor here at UW Parkside, and Army ROTC cadet Alex Pedraza with us on Parkside today. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.